Hi, this is Ashish from Plugged In, and I have with me Avinash Agrawal. He is the founder of Road Guru. Hey, Avinash, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ashish. Hey, thank you.
Hey, Avinash, first of all, congratulations to you guys for thinking out of the box and coming up with a landmark-based solution for the driving direction.
Thanks, Ashish. We are just starting our first few steps, and it's good to get the encouragement from first there.
So, Avinash, could you please share some info about the founding team and, the past work experiences?
I graduated from IIT Bombay in 97, and have been in the IT industry, technology creation experience of about 10 years, out of which past 5 years have been in the GIS domain. So prior to founding Route Guru in June 2006, I was product manager at Manchitra Services Private Limited in New Delhi, which is a company focused on GIS products, especially enterprise GIS products.
And Avinash, I believe the journey of Route Guru started with the Tech Tribe contest, right?
So let me, actually, I started full-time playing with the idea of consumable GIS or GIS for consumers in February 2006 when after taking the plunge to venture out. So the company got incorporated in June, and then we won Tech Tribe's first Connect to Develop grant award in January 2007. And that's when, with a combination of previous churning and fresh mentorship received from Tech Tribe Innovation Board, the Route Guru idea was born and implemented.
So and I believe Tech Tribe guys also joined you in I mean as a director, right?
That's right. That's right. Rohit Agarwal, CEO of Tech Tribe, he is director on board.
So coming to the product itself, how do you define landmarks in the route map? So for example, one of my question is, I'm taking example of, let's say, Bangalore. So for MG Road, there are 15 landmarks. But for, let's say, a place which is a very low density place, there'll be few landmarks. So how do you define that this is a landmark, and is it something manual or?
So that's a very valid question. See, ideally, landmarks are the most visible features alongside roads, right? So for the current pilot phase, though, we've not surveyed on ground to record visibility of landmarks. While we do expect some types of features, for example, overhead tanks and temples, et cetera, to be more visible than other types, like government offices. I mean, things like government offices are of course, expected to be lesser visible than things like overhead tanks. So using such logic, we are right now implementing it. Now, for going forward, we are working on a twofold strategy of building slash sourcing a ground truthed landmark database, as well as having the user community vote for and maintain the quality of landmarks, which we believe is also going to be key to building a more usable and more accurate product.
Could you explain more on the community aspect?
So it will be, for example, when a particular route is generated by a user, he could. And after using that route on the road, he could actually come back and spare a minute in telling us which landmarks were actually useful and which were not. So such kind of things could help in cross-checking and refining the landmark database.
Who do you see as a competition in this domain? Google, Yahoo, or are there other map-based solutions?
We are more focused on driving directions in routing, and honestly, we believe that GIS industry in India is too busy with immediately more lucrative segments like enterprise solutions and services. So while there are companies like MapMyIndia, StackNav Technologies, slash Roads of India, but in our specific approach of innovations applicable to local consumer market, we see mainly local direction providers like rickshawalas as a bigger competition. People have not actually, we don't believe people have been, other people have been focusing on solving the problem for the consumer. But then of course, we do understand that there is potential competition here, and the key is to innovate constantly. and build a very accurate and very accessible driving directions algorithm and tools. So if automated directions are needed, we are positioned and committed to solve the problem the best.
So having said that, do you mean the mapping services as well?
Yeah, okay. So now coming to maps, we do understand maps. Maps do help in getting a bird's eye view of locations and vicinity.
Yep.
And we do plan to include full flow mapping in order to serve our consumers and customers fully.
Mm-hmm.
But priorities are related to routing and driving directions. So for example, the first thing in map that we will implement is a route and landmark map.
Okay.
You know, which is different from a Yahoo map or a Google map, which helps you browse through city map.
Yep.
So that as well is planned to complete the bouquet of services for our customers. But prioritization is like that. So having said that, I mean, Anmesh will always remain most applicable, most usable routing and directions until we are firmly the number one routing service in India.
Yep.
And after that milestone is achieved, and depending upon market pulse, we may either venture into other related products like real-time navigation systems for Indian market, if the market is ready for it, etc. And
okay.
Or take our current product service bouquet to other developing countries, etc. So maps definitely is required to complete the bouquet though.
Okay, and how do you plan to monetize the service? Right now, I see that even SMS, sending the route direction through SMS is free.
Yes, right. So, well, on the internet and mobile space, we do not intend to charge the end user, that is consumer, because the goal is to increase adoption of geographical information in day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So, therefore, our business model will revolve around serving other businesses with our products and services, with active advisory and mentorship role from industry leaders in our domain,
mm-hmm.
that is consumer, internet, and mobile.
Yeah.
We are toying with various monetization strategies right now. So
okay.
You need to stay tuned as we actually soon launch at least one powerful revenue model.
Yeah. Okay. And what are the features that, you know, you guys are working on? If you could share a few of them. And also, another part of this question is, when are you, you know, moving to other cities like Bangalore, Pune, Hyderabad?
Right. Yeah. All right. So in terms of features, we are looking at A, including a route and landmark map, as I mentioned.
Okay.
That's definitely one on one on the priority list. B, we are looking at concise directions on SMS, vis-a-vis only hints or landmarks that we currently SMS to the mobile handset. We are looking at concise, actually turn directions as well on SMS. So that's one additional feature. And C, we are looking at interactive SMS functionality to enable on-the-go usage.
Okay.
So these are the kind of features that we are looking at. You have any questions there? Sorry.
So it's basically you're mainly focusing on the mobile aspect of the product, right?
See, route and landmark map, when I mentioned that, that's not necessarily for the mobile.
Yeah.
That that's for the user to print and take with him in, mm-hmm. while driving. So, yes, concise directions on SMS and interactive SMS part is for on-the-go usage, right?
Okay, and what about other cities?
So, we actually have not finalized our plans to, we don't have any dates ready right now. I don't know when we'll be launching other cities,
mm-hmm.
but definitely the goal in phase one is to launch, to come to the 6-7 major metros and tech hubs.
Yep. Okay. So my last question on entrepreneurship. So what are your tips to first-time entrepreneurs in India?
Right. Well, I don't know if I'll be saying some things which are new. But what I have learned in the process of venturing out,
mm-hmm.
especially in the product space, is that we really really need to actually look at the pain area that we are solving. And you know, it's very often in tech world, in our world, that we find a thing technically challenging to work on. We do that and we build a product. And pay little attention to actually the pain area that we are solving. In the sense,
yeah.
Is it really solving somebody else's pain area? So that was lesson number one I learned.
Okay.
In the process of building this, starting to build this company and the product. Well, from the BBC perspective as well, when you ask, I mean, I think this thing, I think this is so core that it probably takes care of all of the rest of the things like team building and VC investment, etc. I believe that this is the core of and crux of entrepreneurship.
Yeah. So, what's the funding state?
Yeah. Okay. So, we are right now. We have been operating out of founders and seed investments. And are now starting to look at angel investment options.
Okay.
So we are also keeping us open to strategic type of investment opportunities. So now the stage we are looking out for some funding.
Okay. Cool. So that brings us to the end of this interview. And thanks, Avinash, for your time. And I really wish you guys all the best. I mean, you guys have really done an out-of-box thinking. I'm sure it will go a long way for you and for the Indian industry as well.
Hey, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for encouraging. And stay tuned for the steps that we take. This is really our first baby step.
Yep.